went to a singles mixer, and only women showed up.
If we could be honest and rebrand singles events as The Truth, which is a perfect place to meet your brand new platonic best friend. Men don't go to these. Men do not go to singles events. Stop paying money to go to singles events. Men don't go. Stop it.
All over the world, singles events have now turned into a kind of only women's hangout party. Most of these women who attended these events, with the hope of finding a man to date, go back home angry and confused, wondering why men are no longer eager to also attend these events and meet up with them. The reasons why this is happening are not so far-fetched, and I believe you could mention a few already. Back in 2020, just some weeks before lockdown started, a female colleague at work, who also happened to be an event planner, asked me to supply the drinks for a singles meet and greet event that she had planned for that weekend. Don't worry, I got paid for it, haha. I do not offer my services for free. So I got held up in traffic, and I got there with the drinks when the party had already started. I almost had to call her to confirm if I got the address right, because the party that I had just arrived to wasn't a singles meet and greet but a feminist rally or something. The men I saw there were like four in a meeting of almost 100. I found the female colleague that ordered for the drinks talking to a bunch of women who looked pissed, or should I say, disappointed. And while I was dropping off the drinks, she started complaining to me about how the event was a total flop. She said despite the fact that she pleaded with some of the single men she personally knew, they refused to attend. She tried to urge me to stay around for a while, but you know, man's gotta work, so I left immediately. I later spoke to one of the men, who was also a co-worker, that she personally invited. I wouldn't say I was shocked about his reasons for not showing up at the party, because they are obvious reasons. He said to me, "If you already knew that a journey you are about to embark on would turn out bad, would you still go?" I just came up with an excuse for Maurice on why I couldn't attend. But to be honest, there's no way I would go to an event where women practice their egotistical behaviors and reject almost every man they meet out there. He continued. He gave Maurice, the female colleague who hosted the event, an excuse on why he couldn't make it to the party later on. So the point from this story is, his reasons were completely understandable. Most of these single modern women who attend these singles events are particularly still single for a reason. They are mostly the type of women who have an unrealistic standard in men. Like a friend would say, they are the 666 crooners. They want a man earning six figures, having six packs, and also at least 6 feet tall. These women want the top 1% high value men who are of course either in a relationship or too high value to attend a singles meet and greet. So when these women go to these events and they do not meet these top 1% men, they reject the other men around that do not meet their required 6 feet or required stature and figure. It gets worse. Some even go as far as shunning, ignoring, disrespecting, and insulting these men. Now tell me, why would a 5'11 man that gets insulted for being too short by a 4'7 girl decide to go for another singles event full of these types of women? Or why would a fit man but without visible muscular arms let an obese woman tell him that he is not fit enough? The worst one is getting termed broke without even getting a chance to be introduced. Singles events have turned into low-key rejection fests, and thankfully now that men have woken up, they are just women hangouts. Just stay at home, man. You'd meet women at natural public places. Let these modern women chase those chads who will never attend those events, and even when found outside, will never commit to them. Another reason why women are angry that men have boycotted singles events is that it punctures their ego. These modern women are so used to rejecting men, and when men decide to not even give them a chance to talk to them, or when they get ignored by men, they get livid. It's high time they knew that they are not the prize, and men will no longer settle for them just because they met one random event. Some of these women also fall under the category of gold diggers. Walking into the gathering of women at a singles event is like walking into a group of women with their lawyers ready to file for alimony, child support, and ruin you. So like my colleague back there said, if you already knew that a journey you are about to embark on would turn out bad, would you still go? So why would any sane man decide to ruin his life either by getting rejected and his self-esteem reduces or through alimony, child support, and other financial burden. Finally, when you take away the average women who reject any man that's not way above their level, and the gold diggers waiting to use you for a source of livelihood, the set of women that usually remains at singles events are the women who are way past their prime. The single mothers, the divorcees, the women in their 30s, 40s, or obese women, etc. Some of these events require men to pay a certain sum of money so that they can get invited, while the women as usual get to come in for free. So imagine paying $200 or more just to get there and meet women that are not the bare minimum. I mean, most men do not even set unrealistic standards of certain shape, certain net worth, or certain type of weight. But still, no man will go for the women with obesity that do not even care to lose the weight, or the single mothers who would want them to take full responsibility for their kids. And just like the MGTOW and the Passport Bros movement, men taking the massive leap to boycott these singles events is delightful. The days when these events were still about meeting women, discussing, having a meaningful conversation, I myself would advise it to men, as it is a wonderful idea. But the modern women that attend these events these days are a no-no. They are to be ignored to avoid being ruined. I'll tell y'all men to keep avoiding these events. It is not for us. In fact, staying single is wise during this period if you are not prepared to find a traditional woman and settle down. Focus on yourself, stay optimistic, avoid these hoes, and build yourself up to the top 1% of men. So anyway, you all know what time it is. It's time to call it a day. Let me know your opinions and thoughts in the comment section. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to this channel if you appreciate this video. See you again tomorrow. Cheers.